1 John 4, verses 9 to 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Once again, the Advent season has arrived and carols are being played on the airwaves. The shopping centers have put up their Christmas decorations and turned on the lights. Excitement is in the air as persons have started their gift shopping and other preparations to celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a Christian holiday meant to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, God's awesome gift of love to the world. Although no one knows for sure the exact date of Christ's birth, most Christians observe Christmas on December 25th. On this day, many persons attend church services and read again the Christmas story as recorded in the Gospels. In addition, many exchange gifts and extend goodwill to each other. Historians tell us that the custom of giving gifts to relatives and friends on a special day in winter probably began in ancient Rome and northern Europe. So, yes, it has always been a time of great celebration and excitement. But what are people so excited about? For Christians, we are excited about God's special gift of his Son to all the people of the earth as our Savior and Redeemer. For many others, the excitement is all about enjoying the fun and festivities. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, puts it this way, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the gift of hope." So, as you begin to make preparations for the celebration of Christmas this year, remember always that Jesus is the reason for the season. And in accepting him as your Savior, you can enjoy the gifts of forgiveness, freedom, and fulfillment now and in the times to come. Please join us next week.